It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris. Joe Danzaro is actually out sick. Ooh, he's been out for a while. I told him, you stay out of here with that crud. Marissa's here today. She's on the board answering the phone. So when you call, say hello. So I think I committed a holiday party foul and I didn't realize it until my husband, just last night, where he was like, you know, you never opened that bottle of wine. You're supposed to open that wine. So here, okay, let me go back here. So we hosted a party over the weekend. My poor husband, he's booked solid till January. I love doing holiday parties and stuff like that. So, Marissa, you're young. Do you know when you go to a party, a lot of people bring a hostess gift, right?
Of course.
You've heard of this.
Yeah,
okay,
of course.
Obviously. So some people probably like a candle and some so cute, so great. And another friend of mine brought a bottle of wine. I don't drink wine, so I really don't know the wine rules. So it was in a bag, and she didn't say anything except, here you go, here's the bag, thanks for having us. So I put it to the side. Apparently, I was supposed to open the wine and serve it at the party. Well, that's what my husband's telling me, but I don't know if that's true. It was a gift.
I always thought that was true. I always was actually told that.
Oh, really?
Growing up, yeah.
I did commit a foul.
I think so, because we would host a lot of parties and people would bring this and that, but I feel like if someone brings a candle, sure, that's yours. It's free.
So you're supposed to light the candle
no,
at the party?
I don't think so. I think that's okay to not do that, but when people bring food, you put the food out for people.
Well, yeah.
People bring wine, you bring the wine out. And sometimes people will bring wine for you to open it so that they can drink it. Almost
that's
like they're bringing it for themselves.
That's what he said. He said they brought that wine on purpose because they wanted to drink it. And then I didn't serve it.
And like, you can have a glass if you'd like, but
it's
mostly for them.
That is so interesting. Honestly, I've thrown a million parties. I've never heard that before.
It's the nice way of saying, I don't think you're going to have what I like, so I'm going to bring my own thing, but disguise it as a gift, but then you're going to open it.
That is so funny. So I put it aside. It was still in. That's what it was. Last night, he's like, are you going to open that gift? And it was the wine. He's like, you were supposed to open that, and she wanted that. I'm like, oh, crap.
At this point, just ship it back to her, I think.
I kind of think it was a gift for me to use. Later.
Would she have known that you don't like wine? Does she know that?
I don't know. Clearly not.
Well, unless you're supposed to open it at the party.
Maybe it was for her.
Party.
Oh my God. All right. So 609-243-9778. When you bring somebody alcohol, is the purpose of that because you want them to open it and have it right there at the party? Or was it a gift for me to do whatever I wanted with it? It was a hostess gift. All right, so call now. Again, 609-243-97. Gifts this morning on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. I thought I knew all about hosting a party. My husband's telling me now I don't after all these years. Anyway, it's Chris and the crew. It's Chris, Joe, Danzaro. Marissa's here answering the phone. She's on the board this morning. That's who you were talking to when you called in. So we hosted a party, a holiday party over the weekend. And, you know, some people bring hostess gifts. I don't judge you if you don't bring one. People brought food, which I think is enough. But, you know, some people bring a little something also. I got a candle. I got some soap. I love everything. Another one of my friends brought a bottle of wine. I didn't even know it was a bottle of wine until like last night. This is how this got started because, you know, I've been busy, so I didn't even open it yet. And I opened it and he goes, oh my God, that's a bottle of wine. I said, yeah. And he goes, she brought that so you would open it at the party. You're supposed to open that. If they bring you alcohol, you're supposed to open it because they want it. And that's what you said, Marissa, right?
I feel like my family hosts a lot of parties, and that's kind of what I learned growing up in the hosting household.
So they're basically not bringing it as a gift for me, you're saying. They're bringing it because they want to drink it at the party.
I think it could be communal. I think you can have a glass.
All right, let's go to the phones because Rob in Robbinsville, he says he is a wine aficionado. Right, Rob? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I love to go to parties and I love to drink wine. And so the question I have for you is, did you serve wine at the party?
Yes, I did have bottles of wine for people to choose from. Yes.
Okay. So with that being said, then that was a gift for you, for the host.
Okay.
So I have been lectured by my wife, Michelle, over and over. When I bring a bottle of wine to a party and I've fallen into this trap, I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a great bottle. I want to have it at the party. And they didn't even open it. And she's like, you can never bring a bottle that you expect the host to open. If they volunteer to open it, great. But you can never expect that. It's a gift for the host.
There you go. There you go. See, I was right. Well, according to Rob, let's go to Savingi in East Windsor. Good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think it's it was definitely a gift for you. Usually when I go to parties like that, I will take something as a thank you gift for the hostess for having us at their party.
So you don't expect it to be opened?
I do not.
Okay, see? Another vote for me. Let's go to Natalie in Bordentown. Natalie, you with me on this or no?
Hi, yes. Okay, good morning. So I learned this in etiquette school that if you bring a bottle of wine in a gift bag or wrapped, it is a gift for the host or hostess. If it is unwrapped, then it is expected to be opened.
That is so interesting. Now, it was in a gift bag.
You see, I didn't even really think about that.
But, I mean, think about it. I mean, I knew it was alcohol because the bag... You know those bags.
Yeah.
You know it. You know what alcohol it is. I didn't know what it was until later. Because some people know I like Bailey's Irish Cream and things like that. I didn't know what kind of alcohol was. I assumed it was alcohol because of the shape of the bag. You know what I mean? But so interesting. She went to etiquette school.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, my gosh. We got fancy pants over here.
And let's go to Michelle in Riverside. Good morning. What do you think?
So if I bring a bottle of liquor or wine, I fully expect it to be open.
Oh my
while
God!
I'm there.
Oh no! Yes, I thought I was so, doing a clean sweep here.
Like I in this economy, this is a gift for both of us.
Yeah.
Yes.
To share it together.
Okay, I do hear that.
Now I did hear the other woman say that if it's wrapped or unwrapped, so I'm gonna remember that and just not wrap it anymore. Like,
I love that. I love that.
This wasn't a gift bag, so it's crazy when everybody's showing up at the party because you want to greet people and you know you're making sure the food is okay and stuff like that. So I just put it aside. Maybe I should have opened it, but also I feel like if you really want me to serve it, just tell me. You know what I'm saying?
I would have personally. I don't know how close you are. I would have went over and opened it myself. I'm going to be honest.
And honestly. Honestly, Michelle, I would not have been offended if she did that. I would not. These are my friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can do whatever they want in my house. They're my friends.
Exactly. You know where the cups are.
Right. You're so funny. Thanks for calling. All right. So I do hear both sides, but I am hearing that I was okay to just, and it really was not even a thought. It was just I was busy at the party and I said thank you and I put it down and never went back to it. It wasn't like, oh, I'm keeping that for me.
So I think my new question is, if you knew what it was, would you have opened it for everyone?
I probably would have offered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't even drink wine. So I would have been like, here, somebody drink this.
I feel like she should have known that you don't drink wine and that should have
But she did bring it for herself then.
That's
but in
what
which
I'm
case,
thinking.
She should have just opened it.
Slapped a bow on it and it would have been fine.
All right. All right. So if you're going to a holiday party this weekend, you may want to keep this hack just in your pocket in case it gets a little boring and you want to leave early. It's Chris and the crew. It's like a girl party in here.
I love it.
It's Chris. Marissa's here on the board answering the phones. Joe's somewhere. He sees all these girls he runs. Jill Myra's here from
Hello.
Next door from 101.5. Yes. All right. So I saw this online, you guys. It's a now when I host parties, now I'm going to be listening for this. If anybody says this
you'll
to
know
me,
it. You'll know.
I'm like, wait a minute. Is my party boring?
Ned.
So there's a 4-word trick that when you're leaving, you're not going to offend the host.
Yeah.
You're not going to let them in on that you're really just not having a good time and you want to go home early. Or you know what? If you're like my husband, it's not like he's not having a good time. He just wants to go home early.
Yeah,
he wants to get in his recliner. He wants to watch football or whatever. You know what I mean?
We blame the dog.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, got to go home the dog. So it's kind of a two-part thing. You break it up into two words and then another two words. So the first two steps. The first step is you have to give a departure statement. All right. Like heading out or it's time to go. All right. So you have to, tell them don't sneak out. you say you're leaving, you're going to thank them regardless of
the
why
old
you're
Irish
leaving.
Goodbye.
I was going to say no Irish goodbyes.
I love Irish goodbyes, but they are kind of rude sometimes.
They are.
If you're at a house party, they're going to know that you're missing.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. So you first announce you're leaving. Hey, I'm leaving. But then you hit them with a compliment. And then they're going to be like, oh, amazing party. So there's your four words. Heading out.
Uh-huh.
Amazing party. Or like, such fun.
Great time.
Great time.
Yeah, oh, like it sounds something. So insincere, doesn't
it? I don't think
it
does.
I think it sounds. So I think, what if I said to you, I'm leaving. Amazing party. That doesn't sound sincere.
No, not
sarcastic.
No. Exactly.
Maybe I'm not doing it right. But no, you hit them with a compliment. Because, you know, hosts, they take a lot of time. I put a lot into my parties.
Yeah.
So if you compliment me, I'm like, okay, see ya. I want you out of here early anyway.
I got the good review. I want you out of my house.
Exactly.
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, so plan today for a four-pack of tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters. That's fun. That's Cure Insurance Arena celebrating their 100-year tour with slam dunks, trick shots, and moments you'll never forget. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We got Katie in Newtown on the line. Hey, Katie, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I hear you're pretty confident in beating me today. That's what Marissa told me.
So I do play with you in the mornings every day, and every day I'm like, oh, that's such an easy question, but I know that that's probably going to be my downfall.
The easy ones.
I love your accent, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to get out of here. You're going to get the questions first. You know how you know how this is played if you listen every morning. And you'll get to answer first so I don't hear your answers. Then I'll come back in. I'll answer the same three questions. We'll see who gets the most right, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, good luck. I'm out of here.
All right, we're going to kick Chris out, and she's gone. All right, Katie, are you ready?
Not really, but I'll try with it.
Oh, my gosh. I think you got it. Your quiz starts now. Bad Bunny teased a new collab on Instagram this week. What island is Bad Bunny originally from?
Puerto Rico. San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay, confident. You're going to lock that in?
I didn't know this because I was recently there.
Oh, okay. You're going to lock that in?
Lock that in.
All right. Taylor Swift was on Late Night with Stephen Colbert last night. What is Taylor's lucky number?
13. Lock that in.
All right. And it is the holiday season. What movie stars Tim Allen as Santa?
Oh, my goodness.
Just think of your Christmas movies.
I know this.
It's a little obvious.
I want to say Elf, but it's not Elf.
You're going to kick yourself if you don't get this one.
I know I am. Can I get a hint or no?
No hint. You gotta talk us through it.
I don't know.
You wanna pass?
The only thing that's coming to my mind is Home Alone, and I know it's not Home Alone.
You wanna lock something in, or you wanna pass?
I'm gonna pass.
You're gonna pass? Alright, we're gonna lock in a pass. Alright, we're gonna call Chris back in here.
Here we are. She's back. Sorry. Was talking out in the hallway. So Can't Be Chris, sponsored this morning by Al's Airport Inn, Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week with brunch on Saturdays and Sundays. We love it at Al's. Plus happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. You can check them out at alsairportinn.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. All right, so I'm a little nervous because she's a loyal listener.
She
yeah,
pretty good, I think.
All right, here
Katie,
we go.
Katie, what do you think?
What do you think, Katie? You feeling good?
I'm going to kick myself, but it's fine.
Oh, no. It's good. We'll get into it.
Okay,
all right,
let's
Chris,
go.
Are you ready?
Yep.
We'll start now. Bad Bunny teased a new collab on Instagram this week. What island is Bad Bunny originally from?
Oh, he is from Puerto Rico.
You guys both said Puerto Rico, and you guys are both correct.
Ooh, good job.
Taylor Swift was on Late Night with Stephen Colbert last night.
Colbert.
Oh my gosh.
You're so funny.
I'm sorry.
You're not
I can't
up that
read.
Late.
I'm
Stephen
really
Colbert.
Not. Mm-hmm. I have to wake up early. What is Taylor's lucky number?
Oh, okay. 13 her lucky number.
You both said 13. You are both correct.
We're hearing she's going to be getting married on June 13th.
So that was kind of already a hint.
Yep.
It is the holiday season. What movie stars Tim Allen as Santa?
Oh, a Santa Claus.
You said a Santa Claus.
What did you say, Katie? What did you say?
Katie,
oh, no.
Katie passed. But Santa Claus is correct, which means Chris has won Can't Beat Chris today.
I did guess.
So your streak continues to three.
Yeah, ooh, a whopping three. All right, I do need to hear that phrase of shame, Katie. I love hearing it.
My name is Katie from Newtown, and I cannot beat Chris.
You got close, though. You got close. And just for trying, we're going to give you those Harlem Globetrotter tickets, all right?
Okay, great.
Hang on a second. We need some information from you.
Okay.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PS. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Oh my gosh, so I don't know if you realize this, but December 11th, today, is the biggest breakup day of the year. Oh, jeez. I think it's, you know, like as we approach the holidays and you're like, do I really want to be with this person through the holidays?
Or the in-laws?
Or the families. Yeah, whatever the reason is, this is the biggest breakup day of the year. They also say, relationship experts also say that you're starting to think of the new year and kind of reevaluating everything. You're like, do I really want to go into the new year with this person?
That makes sense.
Yeah. And maybe you don't want to buy him a gift.
Yeah, that's true too.
Just saying. So Hinge, you know, the dating app, knows that you are terrible at first messages. So they want to help you out with a new feature. So it's added convo starters. That's what they're calling it, which uses AI to suggest responses. So it'll give you three tailored ideas, each like specifically related to the prompt answer or like the picture, the photo that you're reacting to. You can turn it off if you don't want to use it. Here's my thing. Can you not think on your own?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't want the first message a guy to send me to be AI.
And if you talk to your potential date or boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever, in all AI, they're going to be like, when they actually meet you and stuff, they're going to be like, what are you, stupid?
And if it does work out, oh, how did you guys meet? He messaged me through AI.
It's so weird. Just use your own words. I don't know, weird to me. And the East Windsor Walmart is having its grand reopening. It's been converted to a super center. It's going to happen on Saturday, this Saturday. And the first 250 people in line are getting a $25 Walmart gift card. I kind of love that. I think I should go. All right, there's the scoop.
94.5 PST.
I do not want you to judge me for this.
Now it's time for the Cruise Court.
Yes, it is. So today we've got Kyle and Izzy on the line, and they cannot agree on what fashionably late means, right? Kyle says 15 minutes is the absolute max. Izzy says that showing up an hour late is totally fine, even helpful, actually, right, Izzy?
Yeah, look, nobody wants to be the first person at the party. It's awkward. And hosts are always running behind. I think we're doing them a favor by showing up later. It, like, gives them more time to finish getting ready.
An hour late is not helpful. It's rude. People plan food, timing, games. Everyone else shows up on time, and we stroll in like we're celebrities making a grand entrance. It's embarrassing.
No one is looking at the clock or caring when we get there. Everybody arrives late. And honestly, parties don't even get good until an hour in anyway. Oh.
That doesn't mean we should start the night by disrespecting the host. They invited us. The least we can do is show up within a reasonable window.
All right. I think we get this. And I think he's getting a little hyped up about this. So I'm going to stop you right there. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to have, the phones are already ringing. We're going to get your votes, and then we'll bring you back on for the final decision. Okay, you guys?
Okay.
All right.
We'll figure out what the real definition of fashionably late means. You know, it's funny, Marissa. I would think this would be reversed.
Yeah.
That she would be the more on-time one, and he'd be like,
"Well, I don't
what
know,
do we need to show up right on time for?" But it's reversed.
I'm kind of with her. I am a little bit of a fashionably late person.
I am too. I'm not sure an hour though. I was going to say half hour. An hour is a lot. Cause let's say I just had a party at my house and I'm warming up food. And like, when do you put the warm food out or it gets cold? Or maybe that's her fault then if she doesn't get warm food. I don't know.
I feel like if you're fashionably late, an hour late, you kind of know you might be getting cold food and leftover drinks.
So that's
her
fault.
You kind of know, yeah.
Now she's saying the party doesn't even really get started for an hour. So she's, in her mind, she's going at the beginning of the party. It's interesting to me. Is that disrespectful to the host to show up an hour late? Or what is fashionably late to you? Call us now. Who's right? Who's wrong?
Who's right? Who's wrong? Call now. Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
Hi, Chris Court here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. This one is an interesting one. So Izzy and Kyle are fighting about what is acceptable to be fashionably late. She thinks it's an hour. She says it's almost rude to show up before that because hosts are never ready and you're just giving them extra time and parties don't really get good for an hour afterwards. So she thinks showing up an hour late is fine. He is annoyed with that. He's like, it's disrespectful to the hosts. They're planning food. They're doing, you know, whatever. He thinks 15 minutes is fashionably late.
I think I would go with 30.
All right, let's go to the phones. Right. Denise in South Jersey is on the line. Hey, Denise, so whose side are you on?
Hi, good morning, crew. Oh, I'm on his side. I think the queen needs to get down off her throne and realize she's rude. And an hour, what, she wants to make an entrance so everyone can see Queen Izzy arrive.
I love it. Thanks for calling. I got your vote. Oof. Let's hopefully she didn't hear that. Let's go to Kim in Yardley. Kim, whose side are you on?
Hi, good morning. I think an hour is way too late.
Yeah.
I agree with Kyle. I would say max 30 minutes.
Okay, that's
definitely
kind of
no more than that.
That's kind of my rule. I think 30 minutes. Yeah. That's kind of Chris time. Yep, I got it. Thanks for calling. All right, so I'm in the app chat, and let's see, got an app chat that says if it's a dinner party or everyone's watching a movie, then everybody's going to be waiting on you, and that is rude. I do agree with that. If it's a dinner party, there's dinner planned for a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, but I think that if you show up an hour late and it's, oh, dinner's at 4, but you show up at 5, expect everyone to have eaten already.
Yeah, but the host is not happy with you at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's see. Josh in Manoa says his side, an hour late is way too late and very rude to your host. Let's see. Lisa in Millstone, 100% on his side. Fashionably late is between 20 minutes and a half hour. See, I'm still good with my half hour. Another one, Kat in Ewing, 15 minutes is fashionably late, an hour. I'm wondering if you're even coming to my party. It's a good point. I think we see where this is going. Now, this is interesting. Ellie in Langhorne says, if you're a Latina, being an hour late is acceptable. But otherwise, 20 to 30 minutes is good for being fashionably late. So if you're a Latina, you can be an hour late. I've never heard that before. Interesting. Stacy in Doylestown, his side, disrespectful to the host to show up an hour late. I think we see where this is going.
I'm sensing a pattern here.
All right, I'm getting them back on. Izzy and Kyle, you guys have agreed that whatever our final decision is going to be your final decision, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle, you got like almost all the votes. We're at 97%. On your side, Kyle.
Apparently, unless you're Latina.
Yes, that's true. So, Izzy, you got to get yourself ready earlier, girlfriend, if you're going out this weekend.
I mean, like, if somebody needs me to be there at a certain time, they should specify that. Otherwise, I'll show up when I show up.
Well, I think it is specified, right, on the invitation that the party starts at 7 or whatever, right?
Yep.
That's he's like, yep. Loose.
All right.
No.
Well, thanks for calling.
It's 94.5 PST's 12 Wishes of Christmas.
My favorite thing we do every year, it totally warms our hearts. It's day 3 of our 12 Wishes of Christmas. We're helping area families, local families in need this holiday season. So we've partnered with our friends at Shady Brook Farm and the Fleming Family Foundation. They're so generous and we're granting holiday wishes. So today's nomination comes from a PST listener who wants to let us know about her daughter who is a mom in Bucks County. It says, Dear 94.5 PST, I'm writing to nominate my daughter for a holiday wish. She's a young mother who's doing everything she can to keep her family afloat. But unfortunately, life just gets harder by the day for her. My daughter is a mother of two, my 4-year-old grandson, and a beautiful 10-month-old baby boy. She's currently a stay-at-home mom because she simply can't afford daycare for her two children.
As a result of that, the bills are piling up. Her electricity was almost shut off earlier this year.
the food is running low in their pantry, and I know she is trying so hard to hold everything together. I help as much as I can, but I myself live paycheck to paycheck. But we make sacrifices. I will always go without before I ever let my babies go hungry.
Oh. And I've instilled these values in my children. I raised two kids as a single mom. Yet my daughter has the biggest heart of anyone I know. I'm so proud of her. She gives tirelessly without asking or expecting anything in return.
When I got sick last year, my daughter never left my side. She didn't ask how to help. She just showed up. When her grandmother had hip surgery as well, she stayed with her for 2.5 weeks just to care for her.
She's such a kind person who loves loudly and gives quietly. And right now, my heart is breaking because I know she's struggling more than she will ever admit. She's working to build a loving home for her children, and I'm absolutely devastated to see the simple joys of life being robbed from these precious babies. My grandson, who's turning 5 years old in a few days, has been asking for a birthday party. Unfortunately, even a small celebration is impossible to afford right now.
A gift from the Fleming Family Foundation would mean everything to my family. They could catch up on bills, buy food, and celebrate even the little things like a birthday cake and maybe get a Christmas tree. As a parent, you hope your kids never experience this kind of pain. So I want to remind her that good things can still happen, even during hard times. Please consider my daughter's family this holiday season. Thank you.
Oh, this breaks my heart.
A birthday cake.
Mm. So we're going to make this happen. We are going to make sure that they get some of the things that they need. We are thrilled to make this wish possible with a $2,500 gift thanks to the generosity of the Fleming Family Foundation and our friends at Shady Brook Farm. So a Christmas tree, a birthday cake, food.
Yeah.
I mean, food for her babies.
Mm-hmm. This is a family that is sacrificing all they can, so hopefully they have to worry a little bit less.
So happy holidays from the Fleming Family Foundation, Shady Brook Farm, and 94.5 PFT.
We'll do it again tomorrow at this time.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Oh, geez, you may be single tomorrow. Today, December 11th, is considered the biggest breakup day of the year. Marissa, it's because as we get closer to Christmas, people are like, and Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate, Kwanzaa, they're like, I can't see us doing this together.
I don't want to buy you a gift.
maybe a little more than that, or may not be, I don't know. But relationship experts also say this is about the time of year where people start looking ahead to the new year, kind of evaluating their lives, where they want to be, what they want to be doing, and if it doesn't include you, or if it's time, if you're thinking about doing this, do it now so it's not like Christmas Eve or right in the middle of day 4 of Hanukkah or something. You know what I mean? So have a little consideration.
And now just, or never. Well, not never. But.
So if you do get dumped, listen, I found 5 ways to make it easier to let go of your ex. Number 1 is do something for yourself. I don't know, get a haircut, buy a new pair of jeans that makes your butt look good, get a massage. I don't know, whatever it is. 2nd thing is go out with your friends. Tap into your friends. Remember your friends? Go out with them. They will distract you. They're a great distraction. The 3rd thing is ignore them if they're still trying to talk to you. I'm telling you, I've been in this situation. It's easier if they're like, okay, you're dead to me. It's just easier to get over. 4 is get rid of all their stuff. I know this sounds really hard, but I would go around and I'd take all the picture frames down. If you're not seeing reminders, it's easier. You know what I mean? And the last thing is unfollow them on social media. You don't want to see what they're doing, that they're going out, that they seem fine. Trust me on these are actually really good tips. And oh my gosh, so Marissa, look what we got in the mail. It's a calendar.
Whoa.
It's called Hunks for Hounds, and it's a charity calendar, and it's helping Philly's homeless animals every single day. So you buy this calendar, and there's a hunk with a pet on every month.
I'm gonna need
look at these hugs.
Chris, I need to take a closer look at that.
Yeah, it's called Philadoptables, and you can buy a calendar, and the money goes to help homeless pets in the Philadelphia area. So check it out online. It's philadoptables.org. Just look up Hunks for Hounds.
I'm adding that to my Christmas list.
We're gonna hang it right here in the studio.
I love it.
It's super cute. And I'm talking about the pets.
Oh,
and the
yeah,
hunks.
Of
they're kind
of
cute.
Course,
too. March looks like Austin Butler. I mean, like, these are cute guys here. All right, there's the scoop. Mean Christmas songs. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 9:10. It's Chris, Joe, Dan Zero. Actually, out sick. He's been sick for a couple of days now. Feel better, Dan. Marissa's here answering the phone. She's on the board this morning. I gotta be honest. I don't agree with these three songs. I can think of much more annoying songs than these. So, okay. So here's the first one. Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you.
I think it might be overplayed, but I don't think I would say it's annoying because it's usually one of the first songs you go to.
Oh my God, it's like the whole, they show Mariah in an ice cube, she's thawing all of a sudden and she's thawed out. It's like, it's kind of become the anthem of the holiday season.
It's a cultural phenomenon.
Maybe people do think that it's overplayed.
And then she does the whole thing where she's defrosting and she goes, it's time.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I love that one. All right, so that's the first one. Here's the second most annoying Christmas song. The Chipmunks.
I think it's cute.
No, we need to play a little more of that. See, to me, they're so cute. To me, this is nostalgia for me. Like, I remember my parents playing this for me and my sister when we were younger. There was the special on TV, right? Have you ever seen the Chipmunks Christmas or whatever?
I think I have, yeah, when I was younger.
You know, the hula hoop and everything. This is nostalgic. I can't believe this is one of the most annoying ones.
That one's cute. I like that one.
All right, and here is the third one. Feliz Navidad. It's very peppy. Come on, this is a classic also. I don't understand this. But according to a new survey, Feliz Navidad, the Chipmunk song, and Mariah Carey are the three most annoying Christmas songs. What about Dominic the Donkey?
What about All I Want for Christmas? I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah, that one too. Like those should be on the list. Don't you think?
I do.
These we're keeping.